Right now, we probably all want to be successful in life, but what does success really look like, and what does it take to get there? Those are some of the questions that inspired our next guest to write a book on the subject, despite her busy schedule as a high school senior. She sought out successful people in her community to find out what they thought about success and what they had in common. Christina Wenman is a senior at Mosinee High School and the author of Success Through Your Eyes, Learning from Your World to Find Your Way. Christina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What led you to set out and discover the secrets to what success meant?
Yeah, so I've always been really interested in the topic of success, and kind of I've been interested in seeing what other people consider to be successful. But it wasn't until about a year ago that I decided that I really wanted to learn more about how that, or where that difference is between what I consider to be successful and what my peers consider to be successful compared to what older people consider to be successful. So about a year ago, I just decided that I wanted to interview older people and I guess write a book about it. So.
And how did you pick the people you interviewed? What sort of successes did you look at?
Well, initially, since I'm so passionate about business, I always looked up to people who were successful in business. But what I really learned is that people can be successful in whatever they do, and their idea of a successful life can either relate to that or be different from that. And so in the beginning, I decided to reach out to business professionals because I saw success through that. But towards the end, it kind of turned into me interviewing people like my teacher and different speakers and things like that.
And you saw some common themes come up as you talked to all these people about what success meant. Talk about some of the things that kept coming up for you.
Yeah, so it was really great because everyone who I interviewed had a totally unique perspective, but at the same time, once I went through all the interviews and went to see what everyone would say, I noticed three main things that were coming up, and that was the importance of authenticity, continuous learning, and success versus happiness. And the reason why, just to sort of explain that a little bit more, it's more of understanding that success and happiness become more intertwined with the more experience that you have and the older you get. And that's kind of what I learned through all of the interviews. So like I said, it was really nice because I was able to learn so many different things with all the unique personalities that I interviewed. But at the same time, I was able to sort of string those three things together and get a greater grasp of what success is.
You mentioned that authenticity was one thing that came up. What do you mean by that? How does that play out in our lives?
So authenticity as in like being just understanding who you are and how that will make you successful, because you can't be successful or what your type of success is if you don't know what you want. And I think I try to bring home the point that sometimes we get caught up in finding other people's definition of success, whether that be through money or impressing people. And we kind of focus less on what we want and what our definition of success is. So I really just encourage people to, and encourage the reader to find out what they want and in life, as opposed to listening to everything else that the world has to say and all the noise.
And yeah, if I took one thing away from your book, it's that idea that we shouldn't be measuring success by comparing ourselves to others. I mean, it's in the title, Success Through Your Eyes. And you give some practical advice in the book on how to try to figure out what our individual definition of success is going to be. How do we get started?
Yeah, so I think, especially with authenticity, it just being self-aware and understanding what you consider to be successful. And in all honesty, you might not know that yet, but just getting started by doing different things, like just tuning out to tune in, is actually one of the things that Jay Forty, who is a speaker who I interviewed in the book, he talks about just going away from the noise of the world and all the different little things that people are saying or pressuring you to think. Just tuning out to tune in. So that idea of once you tune out to the noise, then you can tune into yourself and sort of understand what you want, and then you can go on to be successful, whatever that is to you.
We're talking to Christina Wenman, senior at Mosinee High School and the author of the book Success Through Your Eyes, Learning from Your World to Find Your Way. She interviewed a bunch of people in the community and around the country that she considered to be successful in different ways to try to get ideas on what success is and how to seek it. And Christina, I'll say when I was in high school myself, I looked at the world of grown-ups and thought, oh, if there was somebody out there who was successful, they'd figured it out. They were done. They had it all set. And you discovered through doing this book that no, even grown-ups, even successful grown-ups, they're still a work in progress.
Yeah, so I actually didn't have that idea to make that into a chapter. So chapter 7, Everyone is Fallible, talks about how, and that's something that I learned through each of my interviews. I learned that, okay, sometimes when you're having an interview with someone that's supposed to be professional, they might spill oatmeal on themselves or they might trip over their chair. And I'm not going to say who exactly that was, but I'm going to say that those types of things did happen in my interviews. And those were things that they didn't have to tell me. I was able to experience that just from having those interviews. It's not like I was interviewing them and they said, I don't have all the answers. Well, they did maybe mention it, but it was more of something that I learned after I did the interviews. And I kind of looked back and I said, I was so nervous to interview these people, but I kind of realized they're just people too. They're just young people who grew up. And that's a quote by Kyle Wilcombe, another person who I talked to during the process of writing the book.
And another theme you came across was lifelong learning. And that's something we love here at Public Radio. Talk about the importance of lifelong learning for our success.
Yeah, so I always knew that I've always been interested in being a lifelong learner. And it was really interesting to be able to hear that from the people who I interviewed as well, because especially being a high school student, when I think of learning, or when I thought of learning, I would always think of school and homework and tests and quizzes. And I used to have kind of a bad idea of what learning was because I always related it to school. And school obviously is a great place to learn because that's what it's meant for. But there's so much more out there. And once you get out of school, the learning doesn't stop. And I'm sure you all know that. But it's just really interesting to be able to understand that, okay, once I get out of school, I won't have to be learning the things that I don't like. Learning is actually really fun because it's learning things that you do enjoy, and that's kind of up to you.
You also talked to some of your classmates in the course of writing this book, and you found sometimes a disconnect between what they planned to do after high school and what they wanted to do. Could you talk about what you heard from your classmates?
Yeah, so one of the conversations that I had put in my book was a conversation when I was talking to my friend who, and I asked him, I said, well, where do you think you're going to go to school next year? Or what do you think you're going to do? And I remember he said he wanted to go to Madison and either go into business or the medical field. And I was like, oh, interesting. Those are kind of different fields. Like, what made you decide that? And he said, well, I think they'll get me a good job and my life will be good then. And I said, okay, well, what would you do if you could do any job in the world and you made the same amount of money doing every job? And he said, I would be a history teacher. And I thought that was so interesting because it wouldn't be a hard path to take to be a history teacher. But he even said, I would feel so good knowing that I'm inspiring these kids just through something that I'm teaching that I love. And that was kind of heartbreaking for me just to hear that, because he wanted to go pursue this job that made a lot of money just because he knew he would be able to do it, whereas not everybody is able to go to Madison or get those jobs. And he kind of saw that through the money, which everyone's definition of success is different. So I'm not going to say whether monetary success should or should not be a part of your whole success definition, but I think it was really interesting to be able to hear that and how sad it was to hear that he didn't do, or he wasn't planning on doing what he would have had as his passion.
In the book, you also offer advice for other people in high school. Based on what you've heard from all the people you interviewed, what would you say to, you know, other people who will be graduating high school this year?
Oh, gosh. Just in one sentence?
Or five sentences.
Yeah, it's so tough because I even tell people I've learned so much more just through the process of writing this book. I just want to talk to people for days and on days just because of everything that I learned. And I think sometimes just telling them, like, sometimes try to do what I said before, like tuning out to tune in, find your own definition of success and don't let anyone else's or society or anyone kind of pressure you into thinking that one way is better than another. I think just being true to yourself and understanding that that's the only way that you can find true success and be happy for your, like, with yourself.
And one kind of fundamental lesson, maybe something I get to do every day, you went out and talked to a bunch of people who knew things. And that's something that I wouldn't have thought of doing in high school, going out and interviewing people. Was there a value in just having those conversations?
Definitely. And it was really interesting because I knew at the start, I wanted to write this book about success. And at the same time, I was a 16-year-old when I started writing the book. So as a 16-year-old, I didn't have a lot of experience. And keep in mind, not to say that I didn't gain experience, because experience comes with time, and same with wisdom, it comes with time. And so I didn't have that experience of being successful. And so I knew I couldn't just write a book about success, so I wanted to reach out to those individuals. And I, like I said, I definitely learned so much more through the experience than just what I wrote in the book. And I thought that was really interesting.
Christina, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That's Christina Wenman, senior at Mosinee High School and the author of Success Through Your Eyes, Learning from Your World to Find Your Way.